Order.
Parliament's new Speaker, David Carter, whose former National Cabinet colleague, John Banks, came under opposition attack over the government's plan to make charter schools exempt from the Official Information Act. Labour's questioning, led by their deputy leader, Grant Robertson.
Why should charter schools be less accountable to parents and the community than other schools?
Honourable John Banks.
Charter schools are going to be more accountability to the community. More accountable to the community.
Mr Banks, the leader of the ACT Party and an associate education minister outside Cabinet responsible for charter schools, said they'll still be covered indirectly by the Official Information Act.
The Secretary of Education, Mr Speaker, can at any time request any information from any partnership school, and that information is subject always to the Official Information Act.
But that wasn't good enough for Grant Robertson.
What is he so scared of in his charter school model that he will not allow it to be held to account by the Ombudsman's Office as the Ombudsman requested at the Select Committee yesterday?
The ACT leader's response was to list similar organisations that are exempt.
5,000 licensed early childhood education and care centres that are not subject to the OIA. Independent schools are not subject to the OIA. Private training establishments are not subject to the OIA. Industry training organisations are not subject to the OIA. Why partnership schools?
By way of answer, Mr Robertson gave one example of a similar organisation not exempt.
Is the Minister aware that private prisons are subject to the Official Information Act? And why is it that private prisons should be subject but not partnership schools?
Honourable John Banks.
His answer prompted hoots of derision from the opposition.
There's no matters regarding prisons in the legislation, Mr. There's no matters regarding it.
A complaint from Labour's chief whip that Mr. Banks had failed to answer the question was rejected by the Speaker.
What has the Labour Party got to hide?
Point of order. Point of order has been called. Chris Hipkins.
Mr Speaker, that was a very animated answer that didn't address the question that my colleague Grant Robertson had asked.
It certainly did address the question. It was a very animated question.
Although insisting that Mr Banks had answered the question, the Speaker agreed to take another look at it before inviting one last question from Grant Robertson.
Very good, Speaker.
Is the Minister's own experience of withholding his witness statement in the Kim.com affair around donations to his mayoral campaign influencing his decision that charter schools should not be held accountable under the OIA?
No, no.
Now from the chamber to the committee rooms in this report from Rhys Lyon.
A bill that'll ban prostitution on South Auckland streets has drawn concern from the New Zealand AIDS Foundation, represented in a submission to Parliament by policy analyst Jason Myers.
Passing the regulation of prostitution in the specified places bill has the potential to do damage to our management of HIV in this country. I want to stress that criminalising any aspect of sex work makes it difficult for condom distribution programs and related HIV services to have a real impact. Why would a sex worker carry a condom, for example, when that condom could be used as justification for arrest, as suggested in Clause 13 of this bill? We have a proud history in this country of enacting legislation rooted in human rights and social justice, and the Prostitution Law Reform Act of 2003 is just one example of many.
Though Gordon Copeland, a former MP who was in Parliament when that bill was passed, also made a submission to the Local Government Committee in support of the street prostitution ban in South Auckland, Mr Copeland cited public feedback.
The people who came to us, particularly in Auckland and Christchurch, were the two areas where this has been the biggest problem, want to see street prostitution brought to an end. The question is, do we have the political will to do it?
But Jason Myers said more laws weren't the solution.
There have been many attempts around the world to regulate street-based sex work through the kinds of zoning that this bill provides, and in every case they have failed. Sex workers either have just not bought into the law, or indeed what has happened is they have been pushed out to more dangerous areas. So there's international examples where bills and laws such as this have failed.
AIDS Foundation policy analyst Jason Myers making a submission on the Manukau City Council Regulation of Prostitution in Specific Places Bill, a local bill in the name of Labour MP Ross Robertson.
That report from Riechlein. Finally, the Speaker's only slip this week came in this response to Green List MP Gareth Hughes.
I don't accept that point from you, Mr. Gareth Morgan.
I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.